Guys, this is Keisha with the Chatterbox, and on the line with me is Kristen. Hey, Kristen.
Hello.
Hello, hello. This is your Marvel catch-up for the week, and a lot of big things happened. Kristen, are you excited about what's going on in the Marvel Universe?
I have no idea what's going on in the Marvel Universe. No idea.
No idea? No. Okay.
That's why I'm here.
Well, okay, have you seen Captain America Civil War?
Why is that the first question? No, I have not seen Captain America, but I have a very good reason.
What's your very good reason for not seeing Captain America, which has crossed over $1 billion?
I've been moving.
Lady.
Okay. 27 years in one house had to be moved. So I've been very busy. That doesn't mean okay. I didn't want to see it. And actually, I told you, I'm on strike because Thor was not in it. I'm on strike.
With the amazing casting, they're prepping for their movie. But yes, if you want to shame Kristen on Twitter or Facebook, whatever,
no.
Feel free to, because shame on you for not seeing Captain America Civil War.
I'm sorry.
Which... so many people are calling the Avengers movie we deserved. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. It's
I've heard. Movie. I've heard it's really good.
Yeah. You're not. I mean, you're missing out on some great stuff there.
You know what I'm not missing out on? I had a video sent to me by Paul Rudd, a.k.a. Ant-Man, because I didn't watch the movie, but I did join I don't even remember whose team I joined.
Oh my God.
It was Captain America. I was on Captain, because it was his movie. I had to join Captain America.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay,
Paul Rudd gave me a shout out, so.
Thank you for rubbing that in my face.
I'm sorry.
I mean, congratulations.
I'm sorry. It's because I have a very generic name, because you know those videos were pre-recorded. I have a generic name, okay?
Okay.
That's what happened. I'm basic.
They weren't saying LaQuandria, okay?
No. Oh, God. Carry on.
No. Carry on, my wayward son. Okay, so I mentioned Captain America because, first of all, Black Panther was amazing in it, and the internet can't stop talking about Chadwick Boseman and his beautiful, beautiful kitty claws. And there are some moments in there that you would definitely appreciate once you see this film. But the big news coming out of Black Panther right now is, yes, we've got Lupita Nyong'o is joining the film.
Ooh, I
officially.
Like her.
Yes, Lupita is joining, and so is Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Wait, which is funny because he played Johnny Storm in the Fantastic Four film of last year, which
bomb.
Did you see Fantastic Four?
I didn't. I saw the first one. The one
okay.
with Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, who played Johnny Storm and went on to a better comic book character. So... basically, if you play Johnny Storm in Fantastic Four and it bombs, you're going to move on to bigger and better things. So
that is the moral of the story.
Yes, Michael B. Jordan has signed on to Black Panther to play an unnamed villain.
No.
But super excited. Yes, so he joins. I can't believe I did that now. Like, I can't stop talking. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't ever go into your creepy Darth Vader voice because it screws up your vocal cords. Oh, God.
Water,
Captain Planet, save me. I say this as I'm wearing a Captain Planet shirt. Oh, gosh, save me, water. But yes, Michael B. Jordan is playing a villain. We don't know who he is, but yes. And so he's joining Chadwick Boseman, Lupita, and have you seen anything that Chadwick's been in?
Negative. Absolutely negative. Nothing.
Negative. Of course. Of course you haven't.
I'm sorry.
Chadwick, who is T'Challa, the Black Panther, he's been in a bunch of great stuff. He was in 42 with Jack playing Jackie Robinson, guys. And he was also on an episode of Days of Our, was it? Oh, All My Children. So he was a soap a soap star.
I think everyone's been a soap star.
Probably at some point. But yes. And this film, the hype around this film was so great that Twitter started Black Panther So Lit, because not only was Black Panther Marvel's first black superhero, this the directors, it's directed by Creed's Ryan Coogler. So that that's a reunion of Michael B. Jordan and Coogler. Mm-hmm. Yay. Mm-hmm. But Kevin Feige, the president of Marvel Entertainment, was like, yeah, this movie is going to be 90% African or African American. So this is, I mean, I mean, not you, Kristen, but this is our movie.
Why is it not mine?
Okay, it's our movie. It's everybody's movie.
We can but be black on the inside, Keisha.
Listen. No, but seriously, just because, you know, everyone talks about diversity and, you know, there we don't get a lot of black superheroes. I mean, we got Storm. It's great. Love her. But, like, they haven't done a great job of putting her on the big screen. And she's, like, one of the most powerful, most important mutants ever.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Womp womp. And we've got Sam Wilson and War Machine. And that's basically it, guys. So to have a movie where it's usually 99% white, it's this is like a flip. So this is pretty big. And so, yeah, Twitter's really excited. We got Black Panther So Lit. And we thought that John Boyega was going to be joining the cast. If you know John Boyega, he was Finn in the fourth.
I do know who that is.
You do?
I do. I did see Star Wars.
She saw, oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness, breaking news, Kristen has seen Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
And I own it.
And she owns it. That's a bonus. That's a bonus. You get a cookie.
See? Thank you.
But rumors were swirling that he would be joining this already awesome cast, and then, nope. His rep says, nope, the talks are false. John Boyega will not be starring in The Black Panther.
Boo.
Boo. But he is in Star Wars Episode 8, which rumor has it, a title has leaked. So, yeah, there's stuff going on there. But he will not be in The Black Panther. So, womp womp.
Seriously.
Now, okay, now you mentioned Thor, right? You love Thor, huh?
Love me some Thor.
Have you heard the news about Thor Ragnarok?
No.
I'm pretty sure I just butchered that name. But it's the third Thor film. Mm-hmm. And Tom Hiddleston's back.
Yay!
As Loki. Chris Hemsworth is back.
Yay!
As your wonderful Thor. So you'll get your wonderful Thor there.
Hopefully with the wig that he wore in the second, because the first one was awful.
What was so bad about the first one?
It was disgusting.
I don't know. I kind of dug it.
No, it was like dry and ugly. The one in the second one was lovely.
The one where he looks like he's in an Herbal Essence commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can tell the directors that. Please bring back the third.
The second movie's wig. Please.
Okay. That's a priority.
Yes.
But, okay. So, you have Thor. You have Loki. You have Heimdall. Idris Elba's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But, Bruce Banner, who's been hiding out since Avengers Age of Ultron,
mm-hmm.
he's coming. He's coming.
What?
Yes. But that's not even the big news, guys. The big news is that Jeff Goldblum. Do you know who Jeff Goldblum is?
Yes.
Do you love Jeff Goldblum?
Say his name again because you just butchered it.
I'm so excited that I butchered his name. Jeff Goldblum.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he is coming to Thor. He is playing the Grandmaster. Do you know what a Grandmaster is?
No.
Neither did I. I had to Google this.
Sorry, you're laughing. You're laughing at me. Not cool.
Whatever, I Googled this, but yes. Jeff Goldblum is playing a guy named the Grandmaster, who is one of the elders of the universe, which apparently that means he's just, like, really, really old. Mm-hmm. Like, old as dirt. Well, actually, older than dirt. He's, like, 8 billion years old. Wow. So, yeah, they said that he loves to invent games, so the first thing I thought of was the Hunger Games. So, I think we're going to get the Hunger Games in Thor.
What?
No, we're not, but I just like to imagine that. Can you imagine the Hunger Games in Thor?
No. Hence my reaction.
Oh my god. Just as long as there's no PETA, I'm happy.
I agree. Bring in the other Hemsworth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There was a Hemsworth in that movie, guys. Yeah. Liam. But, yeah, Jeff Goldblum is joining the cast, and so is the amazing Carl Urban. Do you know who Carl Urban is?
No.
How do you not know who Carl Urban is?
I'm Googling right now.
Oh, my God. He's this gorgeous New Zealand actor. You may know him.
I do know who it is.
From plenty of projects, from The Lord of the Rings. He played Éomer. Wait, no, he didn't. Wait, yeah, he did. Wait, hold on.
Girl!
Oh my god, it's been a minute. Oh my god, but from the Rohirrim, he's, oh god, he's Éowyn's brother, Éomer. Right? I'm right. He's Éomer.
Yes, you are right.
Oh, God, that was going to bug me so hard. But, yes.
I do know who he is, by the way. I just didn't know his name.
Yes, and he was also in Star Trek, guys. Is he ringing? Yes.
Before you ask me, no, I did not see that.
Oh, my God, Kristen. I don't.
I'm just going to hang up now. Oh, God. Yes.
Oh my gosh, Kristen, you're killing me. You're killing me.
This is why you wanted me on, okay?
Yes, this is why I wanted you on, so I could just yell at you and berate you on here. But yes, Carl Urban, who plays Bones in the upcoming Star Trek Beyond. Yes, he is going to play the baddie in Thor named... This is the most, like, emo name ever. He's playing Scourge, guys. Scourge. I feel like that's what, like, kids at Hot Topic name themselves. And, you know, they dye their hair, their nails are black, and they're like, you know what?
And they comb their hair in front of their face, like.
Yes, I'm Scourge, guys. No, but, that's the character who's in the comics, too, I guess. But let's not ignore the fact that this is an emo name.
According to Keisha.
According to me. Yeah. Not according to Kristen.
No, not this time.
Yes. And the other big news coming out of the Thor movie is that Thor gets a new love interest. You know how...
What?
Yes. Thor and Natalie Portman's character, they broke up. By the time they... Have you seen The Avengers?
Yes.
Age of Ultron?
Yes, I did see that.
Okay, so you remember when Thor's, like, they broke up?
I don't remember that part. I probably blocked it out.
When they had that party at Tony Stark's place. And
okay, yes, I do remember. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he mentions that, yeah, they broke up. And so he gets a new love interest. A woman by the name of Tessa Thompson, who, if you've seen Creed and Selma, you'll know her face. No. She is African-American, so this is kind of a big deal. She will play his love interest in the film. and she the character's name is Valkyrie, which is again pulled from the comics. But yeah, they're gonna be making kissy faces.
Hey.
Sadly, 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 there will be no. Oh my God, how am I saying sadly? And I can't remember what Natalie Portman's character's name is.
Oh
Oh
my
my gosh.
God.
This is so bad, guys.
Are you Googling it?
I am trying to, but I can't. Google's not fast enough for me.
Let's see if
So,
mine is faster. We will get to the bottom of this. Jane Foster.
Jane Foster, that's it. Yeah, Jane. She was great, but so was her intern Darcy, played by the wonderful Kat Dennings, who I'm assuming won't be in the film either. She's also not listed on the credits, so no
I'm
Darcy,
sad
guys.
that no Darcy and Natalie Portman. No,
Well,
because Darcy was hilarious.
and she even had her own intern at one point in the Dark World that she makes out with. But yeah,
I'm sad.
no Darcy. But we do get Cate Blanchett, another Lord of the Rings alum. Please tell me you know who Cate Blanchett is.
Yes, I do. I'm
Yes.
not that dumb.
Okay.
I'm not that out of the loop, Keisha.
Listen, I always have to ask, Justin, I don't want to assume that you've seen everything because you haven't seen everything.
I do know who Cate Blanchett is, and she's badass.
Yes, and she was also in Lord of the Rings as the wonderfully ethereal Galadriel with the long blonde hair and the very, very long dress that was apparently super hard to walk in.
By the way, I did watch Lord of the Rings and I do own them. So, go
You
me.
did?
Yes.
Okay, you get your nerd card back just
Thank
for
you.
that. Just for
Thank you.
that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But she will be playing a powerful new villain named Hela or Hela. I don't know the sounding of this. I'm going to wait until the movie comes out and they tell me how to say it.
Hella sounds cool.
Because Hela, 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 no.
No.
It's fine. Whatever, whatever. Fine, I'll just move on to Spider-Man Homecoming because, oh my God, Spider-Man, Tom Holland, he was in Captain America Civil War and we loved him. We absolutely loved him. And seeing him with the shield, with Captain America's shield, was just a moment that. That's not a spoiler, by the way. It's in the trailer, Kristen.
I didn't say it was a spoiler.
I don't know, but you were silent there, so I was assuming you were
I was just
thinking,
letting you
spoiler
ramble
alert.
about Spider-Man.
Whatever. But yes. Spider-Man Homecoming. We already know that Tom Holland will be starring, and it will not be an origin story, so no Uncle Ben getting shot on screen again. That's not happening
Good.
for the millionth time. And Robert Downey Jr. Oh my God, I am kind of spoiling. If I talk about this, I'm going to spoil part of Captain America Civil War for you,
It's
but you're
okay.
just going to have to deal with it.
I don't mind spoilers. 'Cause let's be real,
Okay.
I should have seen it already, so.
I mean, yeah, like literally the whole world has seen it, just
Yeah,
not
so
you.
go ahead and spoil.
Yeah, so in Captain America Civil War, Robert Downey goes and visits Queens and Peter Parker's house with Aunt May and recruits him to join Team Iron Man. And so now he's coming over to Spider-Man's movie to be, I'm assuming, his mentor, which is going to be really cool. But the even cooler news is that Michael Keaton is coming back.
What?
Yay! Aren't you super excited about this, Kristen?
Yeah.
No, she's not.
No, I love Michael Keaton.
He's awesome. Like, Birdman was so funny to
Yeah, I
me.
didn't see that.
You didn't see that? Oh my God, you have to see it. It's a
I
parody of, it's basically a
saw part
parody
of it,
of him.
actually, but I just didn't see the whole thing.
You saw what?
I saw part of it. I just didn't see the whole thing.
Okay, well, you need to watch the whole thing because it's really funny. It's a quirky, weird film, but he's really good in it, and it kind of makes fun of his past as Batman. You know, Birdman.
Yes.
Ha ha.
I get it.
Yeah. But yeah, he is joining Spider-Man as the villain. We don't know what villain he's gonna be, but this is pretty cool because he was previously attached to the film, and then apparently he asked for too much money, and they were like, "No, bye, girl, bye." But now he's back. And it's confirmed, like, the deal's inked. Michael Keaton's going to be in it. So basically what this means is even Batman doesn't want to be part of DC right now. Because DC is a hot mess.
Oh, my God.
Like, they are restructuring their entertainment section after the disaster that was Batman versus Superman, which, if you've seen that movie, you'll know why.
Yeah, I didn't see that either.
Don't see. You don't need to waste your time.
No, you know what? Crap. I was actually really excited about it. And then I started, everybody that I knew that saw it was like, it's terrible. So I was like, I'll just wait until it comes out on DVD.
It's just really bad. But I mean, Ben Affleck, Batfleck, he wasn't so bad. I mean, I guess. I'm trying to be positive and I can't.
Yeah, see, I heard that he was good as Bruce Wayne.
Sort of. It just depends on how much you love Batman from the comics and how much you believe in his no-kill rule. Mm-hmm. So, because he basically poops on that and just straight up kills people.
See, I was on the fence about him playing Batman because I just loved how Christian Bale played him. Even though I hate the Batman voice, I fucking hate
that voice. That voice is crappy. I can't even watch the old Christian Bale Batman movies anymore because I just think they're such crap. They don't hold up for me. Even The Dark Knight is bad.
No.
It is. I love The Dark Knight. Everything else is crap.
No. I liked it. I just don't like I don't like the voice. It's just weird.
That stupidly weird voice.
Yeah.
What do you want? I'm Batman. I'm so glad they fixed it for this movie because Batfleck, it's great. He uses technology to fix his voice. Okay, thank you better. For making sense.
Yeah,
I mean that's the way you're supposed to do it. So that's a one positive. Good job, guys. But yeah, Batman's crap, and Marvel is killing it right now. And I'm so excited for these awesome movies that are coming out. And Kristen, when are you going to see Captain America Civil War?
Soon? I don't know. I'm still unpacking my house, okay? I will do what I can.
You can take a break and just get your butt to the theater and see that because it is freaking awesome. And then you can be super excited about seeing Black Panther, which, guys, if you didn't know, it's heading to theaters February 16th, 2018.
Ugh.
I know, that's a long-ass time to wait, but also, it's funny because they're releasing it basically on the weekend of Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, so...
Oh, hey!
I'm just... are you trying to tell us something with that, guys? I'm curious. But you won't have to wait as long for Thor, because guess what? Thor is heading to theaters November 3rd, 2017.
That's still a long time.
Still a long time, but not as long as the Black Panther.
Oh my God, I'll be 33, damn it.
Oh good, you can see it for your birthday.
No, that's November. My birthday's in April.
Oh, well, late birthday celebration, right?
Yeah, with Thor.
With Thor, with hopefully a better wig, right?
Yeah. Yes, better wig.
Oh, and for Spider-Man, I don't think you'll have to wait as long because he's coming July 7th, 2017.
So okay, that's a little better.
It's a little better. It's a little better. And what's funny is the writer on it, one of the writers is John Francis Daley. Which, if you know that name and you're a geek, you'll know him from Freaks and Geeks with Seth Rogen. But if you're a Bones fan, you'll know him as the wonderful Lancelot Lance Sweets on the show, the dearly departed Sweets. But yes, he is writing the script for this movie.
Awesome.
And I'm excited.
And in the meantime, if you need the Marvel fix, Netflix has Jessica Jones and Daredevil and all that fun stuff on there.
Yes. And we've also got this November, we've got Doctor Strange starring Tilda Swinton and Benedict Cumberbatch.
What?
You didn't?
Yeah, I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
With you being as obsessed with Benedict Cumberbatch as you are, I did know that.
Okay, well, he's coming to theaters November 4th, 2016. And I do have to say, even though the movie is, it looks fun, it's like the Matrix meets Inception. That's what I get from the trailer.
That's weird.
It's freaking trippy. It's trippy as hell. And you know, knowing that Benedict is, he's just, if you look at Benedict, you're like, that's a weird looking dude. So he belongs in this movie. And then there was the controversy with Tilda Swinton being cast as the Ancient One because people are saying it's whitewashing and the Ancient One is not white, obviously. And, you know, the people behind the movie were like, no, we're just trying to make this accessible. We don't want to, oh God, what were they saying? They were trying to make an excuse of like, not wanting to fall into stereotypes. Mm-hmm. So they just made it Tilda Swinton. So take from that what you will. I mean, Tilda is an alien. And when I say that, I mean, she's not of this world. She can transform into anything. Like, I don't recognize her in any of her roles.
I agree.
Super weird.
Yeah.
She's so weird. Have you seen her in Snowpiercer with Chris Evans?
Yes.
Okay, that same person was in Only Lovers Left Alive with Tom Hiddleston as this really beautiful vampire. And then that same person, oh God, it's like, I can't even describe any of her other roles because she's just such a chameleon. But yeah, she's playing the Ancient One.
Wasn't she in Chronicles of Narnia too? Wasn't that her?
Yeah, she was. She was the queen. The cool. Queen in. But yeah, that's Tilda for you. So, and Chiwetel Ejiofor is also going to be in it. So that reunites Benedict Cumberbatch with his 12 Years a Slave co-star. And apparently they're really good friends. I mean, they're both British. And I'm pretty sure every British person who's ever met has, like, I feel like there's a British mafia. Like,
and they're all taking over.
And they're all taking over. The British mafia is taking over. But yeah. Yeah, isn't like most of The Walking Dead British? Or is that just Andrew Lincoln?
I think it's just him.
Oh. Well, whatever. He doesn't really need to deny that. But yes,
it's the Brits and the Aussies. They're all taking over.
Yes, and I don't mind. I'm enjoying the invasion because they have great accents and they're really hot. So
agreed.
Thanks. But yes, that was your Marvel Minute or your Marvel catch-up.
Your Marvel half hour.
With a little bit of DC trashing. Even though I will say, for DC, I feel bad for you guys.
At least their TV shows are doing well.
Yes, The Flash, The Supergirl. Oh my gosh, Arrow. Yes. Arrow, well, not so much. But The Flash, yes.
Oh my god.
The Flash is great. It's I think my top three favorites on TV. It's amazing. You guys have to watch that. So even if the movies aren't great, go check out the TV shows. Supergirl just moved over to the CW, and it's such a great show. I'm so happy it's getting a second chance, too. So have you seen Supergirl?
I've seen a few episodes, and I do like, what is her name? Melissa Benoist?
I think it's Benoist. No, it's probably Benoist. Benoit or something like that.
Whatever. I like her as the character. But I do think it fits better with the CW than where it was. Where was it?
You know, on Old People Network on CBS. Yeah, exactly.
Who watches that?
CBS Yes. Yeah. Isn't that where like Hawaii 5-0 is, and like
I
all
think,
those
no,
other?
I think that was on Fox. I think Hawaii
Oh, really?
5-0, I think. I don't remember. I don't know.
My bad. The fact that I can't even tell you what's on CBS is just Yeah, so it's great that it's moving, but I also feel like that's the reason the originals isn't gonna be. But we'll get into that in another episode, another TV or TV talk maybe. But
Yeah.
yes, Supergirl. Awesome. So not all of DC is doing horribly, just their cinematic universe. And maybe Suicide Squad will fix that. Who knows? I've been hearing that they went to, they're trying to make it light because every other DC movie has been freaking depressing and so damn dark. So we'll see what happens when Suicide Squad comes out in August.
That we shall.
Yes, that was your Marvel slash DC catch up. And where can we find you, Kristen? And so we can yell at you for not seeing Captain America.
I'm not giving out my links. You can find me on accordingtokristen.com on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409 and Facebook at According to Kristen.
Awesome. And then you can find me on Twitter at Keylime, KEELIME underscore, on Snapchat and Instagram at Keylime Fraps, that's KEELIME FRAPPS, and on my website, KeishaHatchett.com. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back around on the Chatterbox to give you more Marvel DC movie updates.
Yeah.
Until then, bye guys.
Bye.
See the damn movie. See.